my loves. It is Lala Kent, and today is an epic, epic day and episode because we have ventured into the Give Them Lala podcast.
Woo!
We love a good woo, love a good woo. It's me. Oh my gosh, we have a brand new podcast.
This is huge.
It's beyond huge.
It feels amazing.
My heart is pounding with excitement.
Me too. Brand new, baby.
Brand fucking new. How do you feel about it, Jess?
I feel so good about it. I feel like I've said this 1,000 times before, but this is a brand new chapter.
Yeah.
So many good, big things to come. And the fact that you have talked about this podcast and you've been like, my most important thing is to connect with my fans, to hear the listeners, to talk about what my heart and soul is feeling, to talk about mental health, like all the things you want to hit and discuss on this podcast, it's going to be amazing and incredible.
Yeah, I feel like I love what you just said. I feel like I want my listeners to be heard. Like this isn't just something where I want to like talk on a mic and talk at you. Like, let's have a discussion. Let's bond. Let's talk about our trials and our triumphs. It's just like, I'm so excited about it. The brand new podcast with motherfucking Lala Kent.
It's perfect.
So with that being said, my most favorite holiday is coming up tomorrow, which is Thanksgiving.
Amazing. That's your favorite holiday?
I just feel like it, yeah, because you still get to look forward to Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's. So it's almost like, you know how Christmas Eve is the best because it's like the giddiness?
Yes.
And then you kind of feel down when it's over.
Yeah.
You don't feel that way with Thanksgiving.
That's true. That's a great point.
There's so much more to come.
That's a great point, because I was like, what about Christmas? Because obviously that's most people's favorite, including mine. But that's a great point.
Right?
Yeah.
I love the food. I love the get together. I love the fact that no gifts are given.
Yeah.
It's just contrary to what people think about me. Granted, I gave people a reason to think that I just wanted private jets and Chanel bags. For me, that was a way of like throwing salt in a wound. Like, people were calling me all of these things. And I was like, well, if you're going to call me that, then I'm going to show you, like, I'm going to like throw it in your face. I'm going to be super out there about it.
Yeah.
But really, let's call it what it is. I'm just a bitch from Utah. Just a bitch from Utah. Yeah. Don't need much.
Yeah.
I just want to be around people I love, eat good food, spend quality time.
Yeah.
With that, I'm good. So Thanksgiving offers me just that.
I love that. What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Ooh, I am planning on waking up, having my coffee, turning on the TV, enjoying my baby, and then we'll see where the day takes us.
I love it.
We may stop by Jack's and Brit's.
Fun.
I'm no chef.
What?
I know you're all shocked. I'll probably have my mom make her famous sweet potatoes.
Yum.
You've never had a sweet potato until you've had my mom's.
I believe that, actually.
They're so good.
Is it like a casserole?
So it's like the sweet potatoes are mashed up. You put it in a pan. Then so my mom's family, they have a pecan farm.
Okay.
So we get like pecans by the truckload during this time.
I love that.
Yeah. And she like chops them up with some corn flakes, puts some butter in a pan with some brown sugar. You put that on top of the sweet potatoes, pop it in the oven. Oh my God. You've
corn
died and gone to
flakes.
Heaven.
That actually sounds amazing. Is that your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Yes. I also love some turkey with cranberry sauce.
Oh.
What do you like, Jess?
What do I like? My favorite combo. It's so basic, but I love it. It's the turkey, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce. But it can't be from the can. It has to be actual cranberry sauce. And I, unlike Lala, am an amazing cook. So
my plans for Thanksgiving, I'm going to go over to Jessica Kyle's house. That's what I'm doing.
Kyle and I will be in Vegas.
We're not doing that then.
Visiting his dad.
So will you cook at Kyle's dad's house? Keep in mind, Kyle is Jessica's boyfriend.
Yes.
And he's amazing. And we have him on the podcast today because he is a trainer and also does nutrition. And I know that we all sit here and go, oh my gosh, tomorrow's Thanksgiving and you want to shove your face with all the goodness. I got it. He's going to tell us how we can do all of those things. Mm-hmm. He's going to teach us how to have our cake and eat it too, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that
he
exists.
Is. He is. He is. And actually, that you, I don't know if I'll be cooking tomorrow. I don't think so, because I think I'll just go. When we go to Kyle's dad's, it's very much like I'm in my pajamas the whole time with Kyle. We're watching movies. Kyle's dad is like serving us things. He's just the greatest guy in the world. So I think that's what we'll do.
So maybe I will come. That sounds fucking awesome. That's amazing. So that's what you're doing tomorrow. But what did you used to do? Like when you were back home in, what was it, Syracuse?
Upstate New York. Yeah, Syracuse.
Upstate New York. Like yes. What was your tradition on Thanksgiving?
Our tradition, wake up. We have a huge family. The McKay side of my family. So my mom's side is huge. There's like 28 of us. So wake up. My mom immediately starts cooking. We go to my grandma's and then there's a football game. With the whole family. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like an episode of Friends.
I know.
With more people.
I know. And so we do a football game. We haven't done it in the past couple of years because I've been like in Nashville or at Kyle's dad's. But yeah, we do the football game and then everyone has Thanksgiving and overeats and then also watches football on TV. It's like a very This Is Us type.
Yeah, but I feel like that's what's great about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like for me, I remember as a kid, we would kind of do the same thing. It was like, wake up, you know, mom and dad would be sipping on their mimosas.
Yes.
And what are those things called?
Mimosas with the Baileys?
No, that no. too. No, with the, and you can put like bacon in them. It's a tomato juice. What is that called? A Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Whoa.
Her hint was you can put bacon in them. I'm like literally anything at all.
A Bloody Mary. Like okay. That starts flowing. My dad's friends would come over. You know, we'd kick it and then we all would migrate to the friend's house because I'm from Utah and we all lived on the same little hill called Mount Olympus.
Really?
How sick
That's
is that?
That's so regal.
So regal.
Oh my God.
You know?
God,
so yeah. It was just like, it was so much fun because you'd have the football games and then later that night you would start playing like Home Alone, getting in the Christmas spirit.
I love you know? That. Did you have any specific things that you would do, like traditions, or was it just every year you sort of.
As I got older, drinking was my tradition.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We were heavy in the paint, me and Easton. Football and drinks.
Does Easton still drink?
Easton's a normie. AA, we call those people normies, where they can, like, have a couple drinks, fill a buzz, and then it's, like, all good.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, we haven't finished the handle of vodka. What are we doing?
But then the past 3 years, what have you do? Do you supplement something else? Like, do you do, like, tea or whatever?
I have a hard addiction to Perrier.
Oh my God. Yeah, duh. Of course.
Everyone always asks me, what's your favorite mocktail? I'm like, I don't have a favorite mocktail. My favorite mocktail, it's called a virgin vodka and soda.
A virgin vodka, so soda.
Soda water.
You guys, fun fact, when I, my first day on the job with Lala, first day working as her assistant, one of the very first things she tells me is, listen, here's where the Perrier is. If you see it's getting low, we just need to make sure it's always stocked. It's very important.
I can't live without it. Yeah. I always say I guzzle it like water, but it is water. it's a big addiction. And I like the Perrier because it doesn't have sodium in it.
Yeah. The Perrier as opposed to other brands. You hear that, Perrier?
Yeah, like I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to have you guys sponsor the podcast.
So wait, here's a big debate on Thanksgiving. Do you think it's too early on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving to start getting in the Christmas spirit and decorating for Christmas and watching Christmas movies? Do you think that's too early?
No.
Oh my God, no.
No, I think immediately after Halloween, you should start celebrating.
Oh my God, speaking my language, because someone, he'll be on the podcast coming up, thinks that you should decorate for Christmas. It's Kyle, you guys. Thinks that you should decorate for Christmas like 5 days before it.
Oh no, we need to talk to him about this. We'll talk to him about like diet, nutrition, working out. But first order of business is no. right after Halloween is done, the Christmas decorations go up.
Yes.
And in all honesty, there were years that my mother would keep the Christmas decorations up through February.
Stop. I love that.
And then it kind of got a little depressing. So I think we need to wrap it up. You know?
That's hilarious. I do. I'm a big believer in taking them down on the 1st of January because I can't like start my new year and get into the groove. When I see Christmas stuff, I want to be in my pajamas and like chilling,
mm-hmm.
relaxing.
Totally.
We got to take it down January 1st. Take it down.
Stassi Schroeder is such a fan of Christmas.
Yeah.
That it'll be the middle of summer and we're listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Stop.
I swear to God.
Okay, I can't do that. Is Stassi, does she like Christmas more than Halloween? Because I feel like she loves Halloween.
I think she would take murder over Santa.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I think she would. And there's no better house to be at during Christmas time mm-hmm. than Jack's and Brittany's.
Really?
They literally put on their cabinets, mm-hmm. their cabinets look like wrapped gifts.
Oh, and Brittany probably does it all. She does.
Yes, I saw an Instagram story yesterday of all her Christmas stuff, and I was like, this, she is Mrs. Claus.
Stop. I love that. There's something about those Southern girls. They just do it right when it comes to Christmas.
She needs a show on like HGTV.
Yeah.
Because everything is very like Pinteresty, and she makes it look so easy, but then you walk into her house and it's like, no, this looks complex.
Yeah.
Then she tells you how she did it. And it's like, why? You need to be teaching everyone how to do this.
Yeah. Like, easy peasy. We'll put that out into the universe for Brett and Jax. Show on HGTV.
Give them a show. Feel free to give me one, too. But I'm excited for this Thanksgiving and just this holiday season because I am officially going to be in my new place. I have like this big family room area where I can fit a monstrosity of a Christmas tree.
You guys,
not
it's
saying that I will, but it's beautiful and I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And it's like all day girl time for the holidays.
It is. I've seen this new place and I'm head over heels. I actually might be moving in. We'll see.
We'll see because Jessica is definitely giving me a lot of emotional support. And when she leaves, I get upset about it. I'm like, it's the weekend already. What time will you be here Monday? And by the way, our apartments, I'm sure, will look very similar because yeah. Ashley Furniture had a huge sale.
55. Shout out. Ashley Furniture. You can also sponsor the podcast if you'd like. But we both moved at the same time. We're both moving at the same time. Me, Kyle, into our new place and Lala into hers.
And every time Jess shows me something that she and Kyle got for their apartment, I'm like, I'm getting that. I'm getting that same thing. She's going to walk into my place soon and be like, this literally looks exactly like my own apartment.
I love it because then it'll just feel like two homes. It already feels like home when I'm with Lala.
Doesn't it have a good energy, the new place?
Oh my God, the best energy. I thought the treehouse had a good energy, but I'm starting to learn. I think it's just Lala's energy now is like the energy to be around. It just feels good and positive and like big things are happening. And so that's what it is. Home is where Lala is.
Oh, Jessica.
And Kyle.
I love you so much.
I love you.
You're the best. Aww, you're the best. Yes, my assistant, you work hard, got it. But like, I enjoy your company.
Thank you.
You're a bad bitch. Thank
you're
you.
You're a bad bitch. Bad bitches unite.
On that note, happy Thanksgiving. And we are going to have Kyle again, Jessica's significant other,
mm-hmm.
teach us all about how to keep these bodies right while also being able to enjoy Thanksgiving tomorrow. So we will be right back.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look, and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, gorgeous people, my little turkeys. We have Kyle. Kyle, what's up, my love?
I'm just living my best life.
I believe that.
Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I know that you have a million other things that you could be doing.
But
so
we all have a million things we could be doing, but you got to prioritize. It's important to you.
Oh, I love when someone makes me feel important.
Well, I learned that from her.
Really?
It's Jessica, you guys.
Jessica. Hi. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Jessica's love language is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that I express how important she is.
And what is your love language, Kyle?
Touch.
Physical touch.
And do you offer that to him?
I do.
She does.
Every
too much
night.
Sometimes.
The hands come in and I go, where do you want them?
He's like, anywhere. Anywhere. I just need touch in any capacity.
Yes. And you know what? When you were talking about Thanksgiving, I feel like maybe your love language, and this isn't mine to say, but just in my heart, a lot of people I think might think your love language is gifts, and it's not at all. I almost think it's like quality time, because you said the words quality time when you were talking about how much you love Thanksgiving.
That is my biggest.
Is it?
Yes. And anytime that I've gone to therapy, they've always said, like, you're just someone who wants to be around people who are present. That's all I crave in life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can be around people where it's like we are in the present, in the now, just enjoying each other, my soul leaves happy.
I love that.
I feel that love language holds the most weight. Being touched is one thing. You know, gifts are another thing. Words of affirmation are one thing. Acts of service. But quality time, I think, is the most valuable one, because we all, the minute we're born, have a running clock, and that time is so valuable. And the ones you choose to spend it with is when you give your time away, that's worth its weight in gold, I think. So quality time, I think it holds the most weight out of all of them.
You know, it's so, I love that you said that, because I've always loved quality time, but when my dad passed away was when I realized, you know, that kind of shakes your world up. Oh, and yeah. You realize, you know, just like that, my life had changed completely, shattered. And I did start after that. It was like time. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, you've said that before. And that's like such a powerful thing. Cause like, yeah, does it feel like it's slipping away at all times?
At all times, it feels like this moment, even when I go through, you know, my ups and downs, as we all do. I focus on the fact that we're still alive and breathing, and everything is temporary. Nothing, we learned that in AA as well, is like, it's all temporary. Your craving for alcohol, remember, that's going to go away. If you can just be for a moment and realize everything is going to pass, this too shall pass, you're able to focus on the fact that we're healthy. We're happy. Maybe not right this second, but things are good. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? Sometimes I feel like I'm rambling and I'm making zero sense.
No, you're definitely making sense. 100%.
So we have Kyle on the podcast, obviously, for a very important reason. I mean, I'm very concerned about this mom bod because I feel like my bounce back was pretty great. Mm-hmm. I will never say that it wasn't. But, you know, now I'm like really feeling myself.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't work out, Kyle.
Okay.
So before we venture into that, we need to go back to when we were on break and the two of you mentioned something about a shower head.
Oh, yes.
Before we venture into how to keep our bods looking right after Thanksgiving, these two just moved into a new apartment. Jessica was telling me that she has been on one.
Oh, my God. I've been in my feelings, you guys. So, because moving is one thing, right? Kyle always says it's the one of the most stressful things, right?
Moving and death are like your two most stressful things in your life.
Okay. So I'm also on my period. So
Jessica and I are synced up.
We'll just glaze over that. That doesn't matter.
And I'm not one of those girls who like know how I'm going to be on my period. And it's just like, oh, this is just me. I'm going to be craving chocolate. I'm like an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
So last night we moved into this new apartment. Kyle and I love it. Everything is great. But last night I was taking a shower and I've been in the shower for probably like 10 minutes. So I'm lathered in soap. I thank God. Step forward to shave my legs and the shower head just blasts off. And this is a giant, this is a huge shower head. This is a big shower head. So it smashes behind me. And I look at it and I like it shocked me.
Like so it fell off the wall?
No, like so it's there's like the like tube or whatever.
Right, right.
The pipe.
And then the head.
A giant shower head and it flew off the pipe. So water's going everywhere. And I quickly turn off the water and I step out of the bathtub lathered in soap and I start crying. And I call I start crying and I'm like, Kyle, and I'm yelling out into the house and I don't hear him. So then I take my phone and I call him and he's in the lounge a few doors down. And then I get more upset because I'm like, I literally said I almost died.
Oh my
and
God.
You weren't there. And how long, if I got knocked out with a shower head and was in the shower just bleeding out or something, how long would it have been? Like, I take long showers. I was saying like it could have gone a whole day and then Kyle would have been like,
that's dramatic.
So I was upset. I realized how ridiculous I was.
Tell me this. What? Were you washing your hair?
No, I wasn't washing my hair.
That is enough to send a girl into blind rage.
I was soapy though, and I wash my body with Dove bar soap, and I also wash my vagina with Dove bar
with Summer's
soap.
Eve.
So
with the Dove. Okay.
So Dove bar soap was in my vagina, and that was another thing that I panicked. Granted, like, hello, I just turned on the bath and that was fine. But I cried and that's that.
I feel like it was more about the hair. Was it?
I think it was just more about just like me having not cried in a couple weeks. Right?
You needed to purge.
And Kyle came
in. You deserve it. You've been through a lot.
Lala, you've had to deal to me. Is this real life?
No, but like, think about it. You had to step into some pretty crazy environments the past 3 weeks.
Moving is stressful. And sorry, this is the guy fixing the shower head.
Okay, well,
Kyle's
let's answer.
Phone is ringing off the hook and it's the maintenance person coming to fix his shower head. So this is great. This is what a time.
Okay, so I feel like you were definitely over dramatic.
I was 100% overdramatic, but that's
you didn't
me.
Say anything, right, Kyle? You were just like, I'm sorry.
Well, I was in the Wi-Fi lounge and I hear, okay, we have not so good service in our new apartment because we don't have Wi-Fi yet. So I'm getting broken up. Like, I can't tell if she's laughing or crying.
I was crying.
There's people in there and it's silent. And I'm like, are you okay? Do you need me to come back? And I'm not getting an answer. So Oh, it was late. I was tired. I was like, I'm sure she's fine. And then she was like, can you come back? So then I like pack up all my stuff and I go down the hallway and I walk in and she's got mascara running down her face. She's completely soapy and she's standing in the shower upset. And I'm like, this is
time for bed.
Yeah.
Time for bed, Jessica. Was this before the FaceTime where I couldn't figure out
the
what?
No, this was. You FaceTimed me after. So this was, I was calmed down. I was clean. Lala FaceTimed us at 7:56 p.m., you guys. And it was pitch black because, yes, Kyle and I were in bed.
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jessica was overly dramatic. Now let's talk about the fun stuff. Not that that was fun. Sorry. That was fun. Sorry, Jess.
And moving on. Now let's get to the good shit.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. What do most people come to you? Obviously, Thanksgiving is only once a year.
Mm-hmm.
When this time rolls around, what do your clients come to you with saying, this is my concern? How do we maintain all of the hard work that we've done? And now tomorrow is Thanksgiving and I want to go off.
Great question. So around this time, depending, usually most people have been working with me for a while and we have an understanding. Let's take an avatar of a client that comes to me and says, hey, Kyle, how am I going to keep these habits on track? I always go back to, hey, what did we talk about in our first consultation? What did we find out? What is truly important to you? Why are we even doing this fitness together in the first place? And that's different for everyone. Some people, it goes back to just wanting to be loved and accepted. They don't feel comfortable in their body. Some people, it's for a specific reason of performance, like sport. Other people, it's they just want to feel good for the rest of their life. Or they have something as simple as like, I just want to be capable in my 70s. So we always go back to their why, I call it, right? Because if you're not aligned with what you're doing in the first place, you're just going to falter, right?
Okay.
So yeah. I always remind them like, okay, holidays are coming up. What's important to you? And say that's avatar as well. I want to be accepted. And I go, how is spending time with loved ones, having a piece of pumpkin pie and enjoying yourself for one day equal not being loved? And then they go, oh, I guess, yeah, that's silly to think about that.
Okay.
That way. And then they realize, oh, I can have the things I want to have.
Okay.
So it's never just individual for every person. And so my advice to them is going to be based on how they're going to take what I'm going to say to them. And then again, trying to align them with what we're doing here in the first place.
I love that because, you know, most people, they hear, I hired a trainer. And the number one thing is you hired a trainer because you want your body to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
With you and your clients, it goes way beyond your body looking amazing. Like, why are we really here?
Yeah. Perfect example. Say you came to me and said, hey, Kyle, I want my body to be amazing. I would say, well, what does amazing look like? And then we would look at that. Okay, well, what does this mean to you? If you were to wake up tomorrow and you had this body, how would your life be different? What would it feel like? Would the world be different to you? And maybe it would, you know? And then, okay, great. Let's figure out how we can get that for you in a sustainable way that's not going to be, you know, a 30-day challenge or a 12-week, you know, blanket program. Let's figure out how to make what you want that truly means something to you last for the next 30, 40 years.
Do you find that with your clients, you, even though they come to you with their original idea of, I just want to be loved and accepted, does that change throughout your guys' time together? Like for me, because I know me, maybe a few years ago, I'd say, I want an ass like Beyonce and a stomach like Jennifer Lopez. Well, that really wouldn't change my life. Like now, if you were to ask me what I want, it would, for me, I want to work out. I want to feel comfortable in my body. But for me, it's strictly my mental health. When I move my body, I feel better. So do you find with your clients that they choose, like they switch from your original meeting of what the goal is?
Absolutely. We check in my remote clients that I do over the internet that I've honestly, some of them I haven't like been face to face with in years. When clients back in Nashville were removed from, we check in. I check in with all my clients once a month, and we have these deep conversations. Like, how's everything going?
Right.
And a lot of times the goal changes, but that's great.
Yeah.
Because people grow, the things they care about grow. A lot of times they reach those goals and they realize, oh, it really wasn't about what I thought it was about. Now I have a new goal. So then the program changes, the training changes.
Right.
And just so people understand, when you refer to like program training, so why don't you give like a quick, just like what you, a quick rundown of like what you do with a client? Like,
yeah, because it seems to me like your program is way more than just like, hey, come in and lift these dumbbells.
Right. So ultimately what it is, it's a lifestyle, nutrition and exercise program that is tailored to people's deepest desires of what they want for their life. And, you know, everyone wants different things and everyone starts at different points and everyone moves different and everyone digests food differently. Everyone has a different outlook on food. It's it's truly every single person is like a new science experiment.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you focus on mental, emotional, physical, everything is kind of grouped into one thing.
Yeah, because it is, right?
Of course.
Like you just said, I think that's a really, it's interesting that you're aware enough of yourself that you feel more mentally clear when you move.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a secret at all. And actually, there's a lot of evidence to support that we as humans have a daily requirement of an energy expenditure. And I would even venture to say that a lot of anxieties and stress caused ailments in our society nowadays are caused by the immobility of people that, you know, sit in front of their computers all day now right. on Zoom working, and they can have food delivered to their door. They don't have to really get up or move. And
right.
I think a lot of stress and hypertension and things that people feel could be alleviated if they just went for walks daily. Like something as simple as that could change a lot of people's outlook.
And you program things for people like, so he does, just because when I hear him say program, it's like, oh, well, what is that? So he'll do one-on-one training where it's like in person. And then you also do remote, which is just like he has clients in Nashville that he, there's this app and he programs and he checks in and all that. But don't you program for people as simple as like walks and nutrition all the way up to like stuff that I would never do because it's like athletic people?
Yeah, it always goes back to the individual, right?
Yeah.
What is the, I call it the minimum effective dose. What is the low or lowest hanging fruit is a way to think yeah. of that. What is the simplest thing I can give you that's going to give you the most impact right now that you can do that's going to lead you to the next thing that's going to give you the biggest impact?
Right.
Instead of just giving someone a template like, hey, do all these movements and eat this strict diet and I'll talk to you in a month. You know, like, yeah, that'll work for a handful of people, but that's not going to work for everyone, right?
I would say for the most part, it wouldn't work mm-hmm. for just, I think the day and age that we live in mm-hmm. order to be connected to what the goal is, I feel like you would have to really make lifestyle changes as far as communicating with you, making sure you stay on track. Because I don't even, how long does it take to break a habit?
I've heard 21 days. So I've heard it takes 21 days of like, let's say I feel that I'm like addicted to sugar and I'm like, I need to cut out sugar. I've heard, this might not be correct, I don't know if you know anything about this, Kyle, but I've heard if I were to go without sugar for 21 days, after 21 days, it would be
the cravings would
yes, the cravings,
subside.
Yes.
You guys are going to get sick of this, but the answer to everything is it depends.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on what the rest of your life is set up for. If you go 21 days without sugar, but you don't sleep well and you do strenuous activity that you're not necessarily ready for, you're doing a big disservice to your recovery. And there's a lot of evidence with recovery and lack of sleep leading to more cravings for things.
Yeah.
So you could
That's always something I thought was interesting that Kyle taught me because I do his programming. And the two things I've always thought was interesting is the importance of being happy. What is it? Happy, hungry, and horny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you feel happy, hungry, and horny, then it's a good sign of health. Because a lot of people, like, their libido is down a lot of times, or they're not feeling happy or hungry.
Right.
And then the other thing that I've always thought is interesting is the importance of sleep. Like when I first started with Kyle, he was like, we're not going to do anything until you can get your sleep and your diet and we'll do light activity. Because right now your sleep's all over the place and the way you're eating is crazy. I mean, he said it to me because I'm his girlfriend. He wouldn't talk to clients like this. But and so let's get these in line. And it was like insane because I was one of those people who was like, sleep and food, whatever, but I have to be in the gym for an hour,
I think
5 days
people,
a week.
I think most people are like that, Jess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think most people put that over the sleep and what they eat. And my old trainer, who's also a dear friend of mine, always said, you cannot outwork a bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a great saying. And it's true. The problem, here's the deal. The way you just described, like a lot of people prioritize exercise or you know, don't really think about sleep. That's not your fault. I mean, there's billions of dollars spent every year. Go on Instagram, look at your Explore page, How many things do you see about I'll sleep when I'm dead, the grind never stops, hustle, hustle, hustle?
It's exhausting just seeing those things.
And it's all just like sexy, flashy exercise movements. Like, how am I supposed to sell you? If you were to sit down for a consultation with me and be like, all right, I want to get in shape. And I said, cool, just sleep, drink half of your body weight in ounces a day, and go for walks, and your life will transform.
Drink half of your body weight in ounces?
Of water.
Oh, of water.
I was like, not tequila. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's so unsexy, as opposed to me being like, okay, cool, we're going to do like all these kettlebell flows, and we're going to have you do this special class, and we're going to do this fat shredding program, we're going to do this. Like, I can sell that because that's what's being sold. Right. And that's what you see as the effectiveness. Mm-hmm. But really, our bodies have been around for 30,000 plus years, and they've evolved from just walking, foraging food in the sunlight, being around small groups of people, being happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's so simple, and people don't need coaches. People don't need to pay coaches to tell them that, mm-hmm. but or they shouldn't need a coach to tell them that, right. but they do. And that's really what it is. But how do you sell that? That's not sexy.
I used to love working out in front of a trainer when I was single, if it was a guy and he was good looking, because I liked showing off. Like, mm-hmm. if he said, like, do a deep squat, I'd be like, I'll show you how deep this squat could be. And so I think a lot of people, yes, maybe they don't need certain trainers. Like, I know a lot of your clients, I know a couple of your clients personally, and they're like, one of them has gotten shredded with you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Adam. And he probably could go without you, but he's like, it's having Kyle there to,
it's
like
the support system.
Yeah. And be like, good job, keep doing it. Let's challenge.
And I think that's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
When you have someone in your corner who can walk you through things that sound very simple,
mm-hmm.
but again, we live in a world where that's not so simple anymore. We're addicted to our phones. Mm-hmm. Who's doing what? Oh my God, her ass looks so good. What did she do? Is that squats? Is that fat injections? Her lip? It's mm-hmm. constant information. So to slow down and keep yourself on the right path all by yourself,
mm-hmm.
is very difficult.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What if Lala came to you and said, Kyle, only because Lala and I talked about this like last week, said, Kyle, I want to gain 10 pounds just in my ass.
Oh, yeah. What would you tell me
to do? My first question would be why?
Because I've always wanted a fat ass.
What do you think having a fat ass will bring you?
Happiness. More cushion for the pushing, baby. Okay.
Hey, that's valid. There's no...
I've always liked the look of a big ass, mm-hmm. but a real big ass. I don't know that I'm...
Like one made of muscle?
Yeah, like one that's like, it wasn't injected. Not to say that I don't see bodies like that and go, oh my God, mm-hmm. that, like I want that. I just can't get down with someone injecting or placing anything to my ass, so I would want it to be real. But I mean, is that even possible? I'm a very small person.
It depends. So let's talk about what it depends on. It depends on your previous training history, what we call your training age. Like, how long have you been working out? Newbies, there's something called newbie gains. If you go from doing nothing to something, you're going to see huge gains because your body, it's new. But someone like me, not to toot my own horn, but I've been doing this for, you know, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
The changes I'm going to see in my body are going to be very small because I'm reaching a point where your body... Everyone has their max peak? Physical potential.
Right.
And then after that, it's a downslope. But it's how is that downslope going to look? Is it going to be a hard right angle or is it going to be a nice long slope?
Okay.
So if you want to gain 10 pounds in just your ass, I would say that's impossible because...
I thought so too.
Because you're not going to gain... If you're going to gain 10 pounds in your butt, you're also going to be gaining a lot of muscle all
everywhere
over the rest
in your legs.
Body. And for you to gain 10 pounds in just your butt would mean the rest of the muscle that would have to be gained on your entire body, I think, would be just a couple things. The fact that your chemical makeup as a woman, your age, your chronological age matters because hormones change over time.
Right.
And then the fact that I don't think you're willing to stop doing everything else in your life except Mother Ocean and lift weights every day, all day, and eat and sleep. So,
I'm not.
So I would say that's impossible. And I would say you honestly wouldn't want to have 10 pounds
the
in your
bass?
Butt.
Really?
Now, I would say this though. If you wanted to go on daily walks and make sure that you're eating enough protein and managing your stress and sleeping well.
Yeah.
And doing some sort
doing
of
none of those
resistance
things.
Training. Like
okay.
squats, deadlifts, lunges that target your butt.
I could
you'll
get a
see a change.
Yeah,
in your
like
butt.
A little bit of round.
Yeah.
I love
round,
that.
Round, muscular. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to push back because Kim Kardashian said she had a trainer mm-hmm. and she said, I want to get to 100 and this might be the wrong number, 115 pounds. And the trainer said, looked at her and said, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. And then Kanye told her, this was before they got divorced. Kanye told her, fire that trainer because mm-hmm. no trainer should ever tell you it's impossible. So she hires a new trainer and then she gets down to 115 pounds and she posts it. And that's where I read the story about her old
okay.
trainer.
Well, what you have to talk about, what is that 115 pounds made of? Because that trainer could have thought,
that's
oh, do you want to be 115 pounds of no muscle and body fat? Or do you want to be 115 pounds of just pure muscle? And I don't know what the conversation was, but 115 pounds of body fat versus muscle looks completely different. So depending on what their conversation was with Kim, if she was describing the way she wanted her butt and waist to look in that conversation of being 150 pounds looking like that, it probably would be impossible. But if Kim said, hey, I want to be 150 pounds of lean muscle mass, that's not impossible at all.
It's way more complex than
it
what you're saying.
It goes complex.
Love this conversation. Love leaving on Kim K and her 115 pound body. We'll be right back with Kyle Lampe.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
We're back. I have a question for you.
Okay. Hopefully I have an answer.
I bet you do. And the answer will probably be, it depends. But that's okay.
Can we get a Depends sponsorship?
They need to start targeting the postpartum.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Anyway, so tomorrow people are going to be eating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you work with a client and you guys have a solid routine. Will one day affect that? Will one day of them binging whatever they want affect the progress that they've made?
I know it feels that way. And I know everyone has felt that way. Like, say on a weekend, you ate a pizza and just felt like you lost all your progress. But you have to think, how long and how hard have you worked to get to the point that you are right now?
Yeah.
How many days? How much effort has that taken? There's no way that one meal is gonna hurt that effort. And I'll be honest with you, most people don't eat enough when they have fitness goals. It might even help you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what people think about. They go, I've worked so hard to get to this point and it was a struggle because everything that's worth mm-hmm. having you have to put in a lot of work. And I think they think about Thanksgiving as that day where it's like, you do think about food. When you think of Thanksgiving, you think of just a feast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will it ruin all of the progress? So you're saying no. I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't worked on much with the bod, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
What do you do with people when they are worried about that, but you're also focused on their mental health? And it's like, you want to enjoy yourself. You want to enjoy people. And if you see the pie, eat the freaking pie. Who gives a shit? We'll pick back up, you know, on Monday. Like, how do you get them to feel okay and not guilty? Because guilt is a huge thing when it comes to programs.
There's a lot of money made off guilt.
Yes.
A lot. I would say a lot of the fitness industry, the growth side of the fitness industry, is all about guilt and your pain points. You're not good enough. You're not hot enough.
Right.
Right. What I tell them is I usually talk with my hands or I'll draw a picture. Like, what I like to do is draw like a really long line.
Okay.
I'm like, at one end of the line, you were born. The next end of the line, you're going to die.
Okay.
And based on where they are, I'll make like a little dot. I'm like, you're right here. You have so much more time to do whatever you want. And like, but look how far you've already come. You don't have much left. What is a piece of pie going to change any of that? Like, go enjoy your family. Quality time. Again, go have that piece of pie. And honestly, if you're going to binge on anything, let's look at what a Thanksgiving meal is. Okay. You've got a lot of turkey. Okay. Protein. Excellent protein source. A lot of people have green beans. There's your greens, micronutrients,
perfect.
Boom. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. great source of carbohydrates, the type of carbohydrates you want to eat. What else? Cranberries, like the antioxidants, that's a fruit. What else do you have for Thanksgiving?
Stuffing.
Carbs, usually made with white bread. That's okay. Again, have the stuffing.
It's better with white bread. Right? I've had it with the wheat. It doesn't hit the same.
But if you are on a serious track of say you're an athlete that has a lot of money on the line, and or you're a bodybuilder that has like a competition coming up, you can still enjoy Thanksgiving. You just have to be conscious of like, okay, am I getting enough protein, enough carbs, and enough fats? Awesome. And you can still sit at the table and enjoy the meal with your family. You just have to be a little more aligned with what your fitness goal is and be realistic about what you're trying to do and what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do.
So if someone was going into like a fitness competition, you would say still enjoy everything. Because like you said, a Thanksgiving meal is actually it's not that unhealthy.
No.
I don't love pie. Pie is a huge part of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it. Don't like a pumpkin pie that much, you know? So I'm good there.
Yeah.
But you would say based, like you want to sit here and say, okay, the portions are what matter.
Yeah. And also, it's just one day. You just go for it. But then you also have to know your client too, because sometimes just go for it can be a slippery slope. And go for it turns into go for it day two, and then go for it day three, and then you kind of have to get them back.
Nothing better than leftovers.
Right.
Leftovers.
Absolutely.
And so would that be something you talk to them about? Like, do you like leftovers? Because if you and I were working together, I'd be like, here's the deal, Kyle. I go off on Thanksgiving, but I definitely go off the day after. Mm-hmm. I'm devouring all of it. I'm putting the turkey on the roll with the mayo, the cranberry sauce, all of it. We're going 2 days straight.
Go 2 days straight, but hey, let's after you have that roll cranberry turkey sauce, grab your family, go for like a nice little leisurely 20-minute walk and just talk.
So there's always a solution.
Yeah, always, yeah.
And I live with Kyle, and he's also my trainer. And it's nice to see you actually practicing what you preach, as far as like Kyle is not this crazy strict like diet on Thanksgiving. I'm only going to eat a tiny amount,
like no carbs, not even on Thanksgiving.
I never skip leg day.
I ate half a pint of ice cream yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that our listeners are going to be very into this. And here's why. Back to what we see on a daily basis of what is normal. Mm-hmm. Everything is so normalized when it couldn't be further from normal. We've lost touch with the importance of life. Mm-hmm. Quality time. Enjoying a fucking pizza while we watch The Grinch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is about appearance. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the appearance, you do what I do. Hit the snow app. I only make my lips bigger on the snow app, though. Maybe take away my melasma. But I mean, you can literally make your ass bigger, mm-hmm. your waist smaller. Like, nothing is as it seems. So having you talk about the timeline and like, what is the one Thanksgiving and your piece of pie going to do?
Yeah.
That's relatable. People mm-hmm. need to hear that it's mm-hmm. that you're not someone who comes in here and is like, I'm a trainer.
No.
No days off.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
No days off equals no results. You need to recover, and your body needs to heal, or you're just spinning your wheels.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. And I love the fact that because I feel like a lot of trainers say that they combine the mental with the physical,
mm-hmm.
but they may preach that they do that. But then as you're working with them, it's like, well, hold up. My mental is fucked because you're telling me I need to work out every single day. And I told you I ate a cookie. Mm-hmm. Maybe 20.
Who's counting? Yeah.
And you're upset at me for it, you know?
Yeah.
And when you tell me I shouldn't have eaten 20 cookies, the guilt sets in. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for you to have resolve. Fix the problem. If I ate 20 cookies,
what do I do?
What do I do about it? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Why did you eat 20 cookies? Maybe we need to look at your protein intake. Maybe you're not getting enough protein and that's why your cravings. You know, it's like there's always something to
dive into.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my mind is so shook.
I love it.
It may not be that I ate 20 cookies because I was bored.
No.
I could be lacking protein or fat.
Your body, this, here's the deal. Our bodies are smarter than us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our bodies just want to survive, and it'll do whatever it needs to survive. As long as it keeps your heart beating and your lungs breathing and your brain moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's what an intense craving is you are just, your body's going, we need energy. And you're obviously not feeding us. I don't know if you're trying to kill us or whatever, but we're going to reach for the easiest, quickest energy that's the most palatable. So we'll continue to eat it. And what usually is that? Processed carbs,
food, yeah.
Things that are mm-hmm. easy to eat. They taste good. And it gives us energy, although short and not sustainable, but
right.
it's still energy. And your body's going like, this is shit, but thank you for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you find, I find after a big Thanksgiving meal, I then have the munchies that night.
Mm.
What do I do about that?
What do you do about that? This is what I would say. A lot of the parts of Thanksgiving are a lot of processed carbs. Think of like pies and like
yes.
sugar and all those things added to that. So processed carbs spike your blood sugar, which, you know, signals hunger signals. So that might be one of the reasons. I would say to stave that off, have an extra portion of turkey.
Okay.
So you get some more protein. Have an extra portion of greens of some sort.
Okay.
And boom, there you go.
Start slapping the fucking leftovers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Already.
And then if I still want a piece of pie, I'm going to have a piece of pie.
I'm going to have a piece of pie.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm so into all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, with all of that, I really want to send our listeners into this holiday feeling like they can go and enjoy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I can now.
Oh, yeah. I can, too. And they can, if you do have questions, they can reach out to you.
Oh, my gosh. I love talking about this stuff. Any questions, like if it's about exercise selection or nutrition or like how do I get this or how do I get that out of exercise and nutrition? I'm always open to talk about those things.
Where can people reach out to you?
You can find me on Instagram.
Okay.
At Lampy Fitness, LAMPI, like lamp with an I at the end of it. Fitness, one word, of course. I am having my website currently built. We just finished a photo shoot with yours truly, Jessica Walter,
I'm in
over
that.
Here.
Oh, I can't wait to
that
post
ass
that.
That ass is out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that ass out, girl.
Working on that right now. But Instagram's great.
Perfect. So you guys feel free to reach out to Kyle. You can harass Jessica as well if you need to get to Kyle. I hope that you guys enjoyed the new podcast.
Mm.
Give them Lala. We are brand new, baby. I hope that you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your loved ones. I love you all so much, and I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.